Hello, and happy I am to be with you again. Many have asked me to tell the story of pitiful little Virginia Brooks, the 12-year-old who was murdered in San Diego, California. The case remains unsolved still, but I understand that some of our best detective brains are particularly anxious to apprehend that fiendish murderer, and when, and if, it is solved, I promise I'll give you the facts. In the meantime, any of you, down there, San Diego way, or anywhere else, who know anything that might possibly have some bearing on that Virginia Brooks case, please write in to me. Any information or even gossip might turn out of tremendous importance. Indianapolis, Indiana. It is a fact that all fingerprints are different for different people. Banks are inclined not to demand fingerprint signatures as well as written ones for checks because of the public's antipathy to recording their prints. In time, however, this opposition will disappear when the people understand how and why universal fingerprinting, recorded in a centralized Bureau of Identification, can stop much crime, save millions in money, and ease the anguish of relatives of missing persons. You know, 44,000 human beings were buried in unknown graves last year. All of them could have been identified if we had a universal fingerprinting system as a result of a statute covering it, but we haven't. Not yet. Gary, Indiana. Yes, that is correct. The guillotine is still used in France. It was invented by Dr. Joseph Ignace Guillotine and made the official method of capital punishment by the French in 1780. As you see, the instrument itself was given the name of its inventor. Eugene, Oregon. No, I have never used radium in the detection of a crime. It was used, however, in an unique manner to trap kidnappers of little Jimmy Thornton from a prominent hotel in Cairo, Egypt in 1917, and it was cleverly used during the war in the apprehension of a Belgian spy in Dusseldorf, Germany. My files include all the details of both of these startling crimes, and I promise sometime to tell them to you during a visit. From Los Angeles, and from 104 other people who have sent me samples of typewriting to identify and remark upon the characteristics of different machines, type, ribbons, and paper, I must tell you all that tests for this take so much time, effort, and money that I just can't do it for everybody, just as a stunt, even though I want to. I'm really awfully sorry. Fondulac, Wisconsin. The Japanese statesman killed in 1909 was Prince Ito, murdered at Harbin, Manchuria, October 26th at the railway station. He had gone there for a conference with the Russian Finance Commission on the Far East question. His assassin was a Korean student. The next from North Platte, Nebraska. Vagrancy is legally defined somewhat differently in different states. Usually, it cannot be proven if the person so charged can show steady employment. As to a charge of vagrancy against a man wearing the uniform of the armed forces of this country and wearing them rightfully, no such charge ever will stick. A reserve officer wearing the uniform could be so convicted, but only under the most unusual of circumstances. Madera, California. Thanks for appreciation for saving you from disappointment in your desire to be a detective. Until the American public understands how the honest and efficient officer is blocked in the solution and prosecution of crime by political influence and the powers of cash, it is largely a thankless profession. The day will come when the detective will receive an education along scientific detection lines and be placed upon the pedestal of public respect and honor to which the efficient, fearless officer is entitled right now. The old French adage that grew out of the employment of the great criminal Lupin to catch other criminals, this set a thief to catch a thief phrase, has too long been the people's conception of the detective. Fort Liard, Northwest Territories. Writes me a fine letter of appreciation from members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. You other listeners will be interested to know that these men are buried in the far north. Let me tell you where they are. They are in the subarctic, 250 miles west of the Mackenzie River, airmail route, and think of this, 1,100 miles from a railroad. Thanks for the letter and the trouble it took to mush through the snow to mail it. I wish I could get a letter from these chaps filled with a story or two of crime in that far-off country. How about it? Edmonton, Canada. No officer, federal or otherwise, would be supported by his superiors in any form of looting during a raid or arrests. A cigarette vending machine of a type permitted by law, however, could be seized by raiding officers. For example, it might carry fingerprints of wanted men. It might contain counterfeit coins. If so, officers have the right to seize it, but plain looting, of course, is forbidden. Chilliwack, British Columbia. It is not unlawful to totally destroy currency of the United States, but partial destruction, alteration, copying, or tampering with any of it in any way with intent to defraud carries heavy penalties. The law is so strict in this regard that seizures are continually being made of paintings, photographs, and even screen pictures where United States currency, bonds, warrants, stamps, or coins are imitated, even as to the mere design. The second question? My opinion as to what crime is the most outstanding in America is worthless, because the caliber of a crime is great or little, dependent entirely upon an individual's feelings, but I think treason or malfeasance in public office, which is treason of a form in peace times, is America's worst and most prevalent crime. Most devastating to the public good. Sanger, California asks, who killed McKinley? Leon Czolgosz in Buffalo, New York in 1901. Houston, Texas. Emma Goldman has been called the mother of anarchy in America. She preached, taught, and plotted for overthrow of the government by methods of riot, bloodshed, revolution, assassination, and arson. She was a close friend of the anarchist Alexander Berkman, recently deceased. Tampa, Florida. There was no federal law against kidnapping, since it was regarded as the right of the several sovereign states to handle such crimes within their individual borders. But recently, such a law was passed, authorizing Department of Justice agents to function if the state lines were crossed during any phase of the crime. New Orleans, Louisiana. No records of the United States Secret Service disclose a woman operator called Operator 13 during the Civil War, and the United States Secret Service was originally organized to handle the spy system during the Civil War. The story regarding Operator 13 that you read, I have read also. It was largely pure fiction. By the way, no real detective ever works under these detective author titles of a letter and a number. In the murder trial in which Mr. and Mrs. Olson were defendants, the jury said not guilty. That verdict was earned on the basis of the evidence adduced in the trial. This is in answer to the question from Rosemead, California. And please remember in this connection that no one outside the jury box, confined as members of a jury are to instruction from the court and sworn to consider the evidence according to law, can judge as well as can a jury as to the facts. Consideration of newspaper stories alone is usually unfair to any defendant charged with a specific crime. The alibi of the Olsons as to their presence miles away from the scene of the murder at the time it was committed had much to do with the reasonable doubt of their guilt, upon which reasonable doubt they were acquitted. Medford, Oregon. An employee of a firm that is forced to do business with any gangster is very helpless, Self-preservation demands careful consideration of such demands. The situation today is serious. If I were this party who asked this question, I would confer with the local authorities, with my own lawyer present in on the conference. Westlake, Texas. The arrest and conviction of Al Capone for violating federal income tax laws had nothing to do with the Lindbergh kidnapping case. But I think Capone's incarceration in Atlanta Federal Prison at first did have something to do with it. Of that, more another time. Fontana, California. Yes, there were German agents in this country during the war assigned to the duty of arousing members of German societies to commit sabotage. Whether that was justifiable or not depends on where loyalty lies. If to the United States, it was not. If to the fatherland, it was. And now, my friends, may I have a personal moment with you? If you have a problem that is worrying or harrying you or a friend or a loved one within the family, write me about it. Give me all the details. Write me, mark it confidential. Send your letter to me at Laguna Beach. No street or number, just Laguna Beach. I'll spell it for you. L-A-G-U-N-A. Laguna Beach, California. I'll receive it myself, read it myself, and answer it myself, and give you the best advice I can. I want to do more than just entertain. I want to help. Adios. Until next time.